not take another
photo. And if a person can't hear, you might say
he's deaf.
And yesterday, a man was worked very hard. You say he really
put in a good day's work.
Yeah, but this water is just pouring down. And
he was just sweating.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about that in the past tense?
He was sweating. He did sweat.
Or just taking out the did.
He sweat.
Okay. And a large discharging sore that has a core in it.
I think that's called a canker.
All right. Now, is that,
are you thinking of something that's infected?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of something with a core in it, that the core has to be removed.
A ball.
Yeah. And what do you call the other stuff inside there besides the core?
Pus.
All right. And person has an infection in his hand, and his hand is... Or
swelled.
Your knee is swelled. Yeah. It is what up, would you say? It is.
It is swelling.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you use the expression or know the expression buck fever? Does that have any
meaning? I have heard it.
What does it mean? What do you associate it with?
Spring. Been cooped up all winter.
Oh.
Let's get out and be gay.
I see. Oh, I see. You don't associate it with someone it has another meaning, too. It has a meaning of someone who's inexperienced.
As
getting...
No, that doesn't...
Frightened.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the person goes hunting and doesn't have a... is inexperienced and fires too soon or something. It's a buck fever, a buck ague. It's another one. The same thing. Liquid inside of a blister is called
water.
All right, and a person is hit by a bullet. He suffers a bullet
wound,
and they don't use the term much anymore. But a wound that doesn't heal right, and the skin is up around it.
Yes, a doctor told me that once. It's proud flesh.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard it.
No, it was a long time. It was hard for me to explain because I didn't even know. I couldn't. It's hard to elicit something you can't describe. I didn't know what it was. They used to use a lot of mercurochrome and something else that burned more.
Iodine.
Yeah, and something they use for to cure malaria.
Quinine.
Yeah, and a person's no longer alive. You say he.
He's dead.
Yeah, he yesterday. Dad. All right. Now, what about some neutral and or veiled and crude terms for this? Let's see if we can separate.
Let's see. Pushing up daisies. Deader than a doorknob.
Yeah. I've heard doornail. I've never heard doorknob.
Doorknob.
Yeah, that's good. And just what might you say if you're talking? You mentioned before, you know, you wouldn't. You might want to soften it and or veil an expression for members of the family or something. You might say.
He's gone.
Yeah.
That's a euphemism that is used so much.
Yeah.
My husband is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, when will he be back?
Well, all of these terms passed on and so
yes.
forth,
mm-hmm.
or left us, departed. Someone died, you say, I don't know what he
died of.
All right, and the place where a person's buried is a
cemetery.
And the box is called a...
Now, are you speaking of the mausoleum or the vault?
No, I'm just
the
talking...
casket.
And the ceremony is called a...
funeral.
And the family is in...
mourning.
And someone might ask, how are you feeling? And if it's, you know, a positive response, you might say...